on a Friday. It is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin Bike Week is a tradition in our state. We're getting a preview and we're getting encouragement to keep pedaling in these pandemic times. Early on in the pandemic, bike sales surged. Then in May, the New York Times reported a severe bike shortage as global supply chains scrambled to meet the heightened demand. Do you participate in Bike Week? Are you commuting now by bike to avoid city buses? Are you riding more to get exercise and to clear your head? Are you about to become a bike commuter? What questions do you have? If you're a veteran, what tips can you offer newcomers to biking? It's 800-642-1234. Jake Newborn is Assistant Director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation and an avid bike explorer. Jake, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the pandemic has changed every aspect of our lives. What biking trends have you noticed in these times?
Wow. Yeah. I've seen more people out biking. You know, obviously you mentioned the sales exploding. And I think the most people I've seen out riding since when gas was about $4 a gallon was the last time.
Wow. That is amazing. So do you think people are out there for recreation? Are they out there for commuting? What is getting them on bikes?
You know, it seems to be a lot of commuting, a lot of recreation, a lot of just trying to kind of stay active and for improved mental health because we're not commuting. You know, a lot of people are just at home. And so using that opportunity when they're home with family and, you know, close friends and it's something to get out. And a lot of people can do. And we just welcome all the new people. So if you're out there and you're a new biker, we really welcome you and encourage you to check out what we're doing all around the state.
You know, biking is generally safe because it's outdoors and you can more easily space yourself out from people. Are there any things that we should really bear in mind, though, about the presence of COVID-19 as we get out there and bike?
Yeah, because we have seen, you know, overcrowded trails in the city and in urban suburban areas as well. I mean, when you're going to be close to other people, it's still suggested to have a mask on. You know, if you're the only one riding on a trail, probably okay to slip that mask down. But when you're on a crowded trail, you know, being conscious of that at least. There's been a few different scientific studies. I'm quite, at this point, I'm not sure which one to believe, you know, about how far it can spread while you're, you know, say biking behind someone or near them. But it's really going to be up to kind of what comfort level you have being around other people.
Well, let's talk about Wisconsin Bike Week that gets underway this weekend. In years past, you know, Bike Week has been filled with events and activities, you know, so many things that bring people together. What's changed this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's usually in, you know, in early June, late May. So we pushed everything back, just trying to wait to see what was going on. And in that time, you know, we saw just cycling boom, and we welcomed all these new riders. And so usually we would be gathering on the bike path in the morning, sharing a cup of coffee, handing out, you know, free donuts and brats and stuff. So we kind of pivoted, you know, we saw that there was a need in the community as well. And bicycling's always been, you know, not just what's good for you, but good for our environment, our communities, the health of our neighbors. And so this September, we're pedaling for good. And we've got all around the state in the Fox Cities, Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay, we've got donation. We're doing a donation drive. So you can drop off food and needed supplies to help those in our community who aren't as lucky right now to have all the things that, you know, some of us do have. And so we're trying to just use bikes for good this month.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jake Newborn, who's an assistant director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation. He's previewing Wisconsin Bike Week that gets underway tomorrow, runs through the 20th. What do you love about biking in Wisconsin? What do you think makes a great place to bike? What are some of your favorite trails? Any hidden gems you'd like to share with us? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Let's get out to look around the region as different parts of Wisconsin, you know, try to acknowledge Bike Week. First, in La Crosse, there is a bike festival, a self-guided rides. Can you take us on some of those trails?
So La Crosse is actually really excited. I know in their community, I have not been out yet, but they have a new trail just opened called Grandma's Gateway along the Granddad Bluffs. And that's a, you know, community trail system with opportunities for all ages and abilities of riders. And so that's something, if you're in the area, I think to go and check out. That was just opened up this summer.
How hilly might that be? You say bluff. Are we climbing?
Well, yeah, if you've been out there, Granddad Bluff is one of those high points in the state, and you could definitely take one route and challenge yourself. But there's other, you know, flowing, adaptive kind of like, you know, you take the right line and it's less challenging.
Do you know what the trails are made of? I know you haven't tried it yet, but what do they have for the trails?
I believe I don't believe they're paved, you know, so these are off-road, you know, either gravel or hard packed dirt or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about the 35-mile Apple Blossom Loop out that way? That's also a climb to the top of the Minnesota Bluffs, I understand.
Yeah. Yep. It is. I mean, that's the great thing about Wisconsin is we have, you know, you can maybe not, you know, a mountain, but some very challenging hills. We've got great mountain bike riding. There's great, you know, country road riding. It's really a great state for just from all angles of riding that you want to do, from beginner to experienced to road to mountain and beyond.
What would you suggest? You know, a lot of times it depends on your bike. If you can really climb that very, very steep hill or really ride those bluffs. You can't, you know, some riders just, you can't obviously have a whole fleet of bikes in your, you know, at your disposal.
Yes.
So, well, some of us would wish, but, you know, what can you do if you got a really heavy mountain bike and you're trying to take on, you know, these big hills?
You know, I think the most important thing is just to understand how your gears work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be trying to, you know, make it easy on yourself. There's a bicycle is an efficient machine and has gears for a reason to change for going uphill and downhill. So I think that's a just important thing to learn is whatever bike you have, make sure you're in the right gear for what you're trying to do.
I wish I would take that to heart because I am not an active shifter. I just like, you know, like I just go. And if it gets really hard, I just, you know, stand up or something. So I wish I would just really take those words to heart. Just shift,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to move to the Fox Cities, which has a series of virtual activities. Can you tell us about what's happening in the Fox Cities?
Oh man, there's so much going on. I'm trying.
Well, they have a moonlight ride, which I'm really curious about.
You know. Oh, I'm just catching up on this. It looks like there is a bunch added.
Yeah,
they have so many. There's so many rides. And the Fox Cities really has a great, you know, growing scene. They've got a growing trail scene, a growing advocacy scene, and just the community is really supportive up there.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here. Wisconsin Bike Week starts tomorrow, runs through the 20th. We have Jake Newborn from the Wisconsin Bike Fed as our guide. And a shout out to the Fox Cities, to Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, Green Bay, all making an effort to celebrate the week, but doing it safely without physically drawing people together. What do you love about biking here in our state? What do you think makes a great place to bike? What are some of your favorite trails? Any hidden gems you can share with me, with us? Join in on Cycling 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more Wisconsin Weekend here on the Ideas Network. It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kant. Thanks for being here. We're talking about Wisconsin Bike Week that gets underway tomorrow. It's taking on a more muted tone in these difficult times. No events to bring bikers together in one place. No refreshment stations that I've loved in years past. But there are Pedal for Good food drives and in Madison, bike trail cleanup initiatives. I've taken up the Love to Ride Bike Challenge with my colleagues at WPR and PBS Wisconsin. Do you bike with a group of people or solo? Is it about fitness for you, or is more of a fun seasonal social outing? Beyond summer, do you bike for fun year round? Join in 800-642-1234. Jake Newborn is with the Wisconsin Bike Fed and an avid biker. He stays with us. So Jake, take us to Madison, where I understand there is a bike donation effort.
Yeah. Free Bikes for Kids in Madison is going to be taking donation by any used bike donations. You know, like we talked about early on in the hour, there's a supply issue and more people trying to get out on bikes. And so there's, you know, a low supply, high demand still. So if you've got one that is, you know, a little just running out of air or a little rusty in the garage, you know, Free Bikes for Kids would love to take it.
Well, and you know, kids, and I'm talking personally here, they grow out of their bikes very quickly because those kids are just sprouting up. And I have to say that the summer when I taught my 5-year-old boys to ride a bike, just going to try to get bikes for them in their size was really difficult. There was just nothing out there. And so, I mean, there was, but it was really, actually just getting a bike to me was more difficult than it has in years past with my older kids. And so I want to throw that out there that, you know, there is a need for circulating bikes in our communities.
Yeah, definitely. And you'll see, sometimes you'll even see, you know, parent communities pop up where they're just switching those bikes between each other as the kids age and grow.
Well, let me tell you too, that teaching a young child to ride a bike is a heart pounding activity because it is like hard work. Like, this is a workout. I couldn't believe like running alongside and crouching down and trying to not touch the bike, but keep them going. Do you have any tips on how to help teach a child how to ride a bike?
Yeah, you know, through our Safe Routes to School program in Milwaukee, we've been teaching kids for 13 years in here to ride. The biggest thing is, for the parents, my parent is, I'm a parent as well, of a 7-year-old who's been riding since she was 3. Have patience. I know it's hard, but it's, you know, it's we got to go at their pace. The big thing is, I highly suggest using kind of the balance bike method. So either buying one of those balance bikes for the you know, once they're kind of old enough to walk, the sooner the better, because that's really the key to riding a bike is that balance. They'll catch on to the pedaling pretty quickly. You can also kind of make one your own, DIY it by just removing the pedals and having them learn how to walk and balance and keep that bike under them. And then you'd be amazed once they're kind of coasting for a few seconds at a time, you put those pedals on and away they go.
What are your thoughts on training wheels?
Well, you know, I've seen the balance bike method be much more efficient in teaching kids. But that being said, every kid is different. Some kids are going to have more struggles with balance issues than others. And if that's what's going to get them riding and keep them riding, you know, we're all for it.
How important is the size of the bike to matching it to the child?
It's really important. I see so many kids riding on a bike that's, you know, too big for them, where they can't sit on the seat and they're reaching for the brakes, and that can be dangerous when they're, you know, short arms can't reach those brakes or get off on and off the bike. So, you know, having them properly fit is a really key thing, not only for safety, but for enjoyment. You know, think about yourself. If you were riding a bike that didn't fit you, how much fun would that be? And would you want to keep doing it?
No, it's not fun when I try to get on my spouse's bike. I will put that out there. That is not a fun ride because it's a much, right, much bigger bike. And then, you know, when do you know that it's time for them to graduate? Can you look at them on their bike and know if they're in the right size bike?
Yeah, a big kind of factor to see is, you know, is when they're standing over it and how much their knees are bending. If their knees are kind of coming up into their chin, time to get up on a little bit bigger bike. And nowadays the bike companies like, you know, Schwinn and Trek in here in Wisconsin, they're really making better sized kids bikes where they're more adaptable to, you know, as they're growing. So you don't, like we mentioned, have to trade out every 6 months, and make those more adaptable to last longer for the kid.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jake Newborn, who's taking us on a ride across Wisconsin, giving us tips on biking, tips for helping kids bike. He is Assistant Director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation, and we're learning about Wisconsin Bike Week that starts tomorrow, runs through the 20th. What kind of bike are you on? Does it vary depending on the trail or the route you take, the weather? Join in with your tips on biking, what you love about it here in Wisconsin. We're at 800-642-1234. Jake, take us to Milwaukee. There's a bubbler hunt, I understand. You find a bike and you win things?
Yeah, we partnered with the local bike share program here, Bubbler, to outfit a bike as the bike fed bike. Their color for their fleet is blue. Ours is red. So it's go out, find that bike within the system. Take a photo of it, send it to us, take it for a ride, and be entered to win some cool swag prizes from the Bike Fed and some of our partners.
Okay, and so this bike is out there somewhere in Milwaukee. Yep. Hiding?
Yeah, not hiding, but we don't know where it is. You know, it's in a station, but that's the nature of bike share. You know, they'll move, so someone could take it, move it to another station. So. Yeah, a little scavenger hunt there. So
let's take a call now. Mo is joining us from Oconto. Hi, Mo.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just want to echo that thought of recycling a bike, especially with kids, and they grow so fast, as Kate was saying, kind of getting a hand-me-down bike. But I'm sure these guys paint it up. They make sure they're safe, new chains. So they probably look almost like brand new, but we're not using the resources, new steel and all this stuff for one that's going to fill the landfill.
That's such a great suggestion. Mo's saying, you know, we really need to recycle those bikes and also make sure they're tuned up. Jake, do you have any tips on tuning up those bikes and making sure they are safe for kids?
Yeah. And like, he's right. You know, like with the Bike Drive for Free bike for kids there, you know, they definitely have a team of mechanics that are going to fix those up. We would never want to give someone a bike that was in disrepair, because again, that's why would they want to ride it? It's just going to add more challenges. So, the biggest things with a bike is once it's, you know, got air, lube the chain. I mean, keeping up with the maintenance, that's a tough thing. If it sits around for, you know, all winter untouched, and then you've got to put air in it in the spring. Having it maybe taken into a bike shop to just, if you don't feel comfortable yourself, having them just do a little safety check to make sure that everything's functioning, because you'd hate to get out and all of a sudden you realize, you know, oh, that brake cable is seized up. That would not be fun.
Yeah, and there's certainly a bit more wear and tear, because my kids take a little spill here and there, and, you know, you find that, well, the pedal got a little bent there, or, you know, they had something little break off the bike. So really keeping an eye on, because that I certainly see the wear and tear on their bikes.
For sure. We see it. We see it too. So we've got mobile repair programs that are offering free repairs, kind of wrapping up now, but I believe if you wanted to find them, they'd still be out there. In Madison, we've got Down With Bikes. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook. And then in Milwaukee, we've got the mobile bike repair team here. And we're, you know, that's all about just getting out in the community and repairing bikes for free for those who don't have quite the same resources and bike shops and other options in a lot of different communities.
So, Jake, you're in Milwaukee. What is your personal favorite route to bike in the southeast part of the state? Do you have any trail favorite?
The big trails around here, and my favorite would probably be the Oakleaf, connecting up to the Interurban. You can ride all the way from the Art Museum downtown to Port Washington. I think you go all the way to Sheboygan, actually. The farthest I've gone is Harrington State Park. But, you know, it's 98% trail. It's flat. It's smooth. It's great for families. You can go short. You can go long. That's, you know, see all these different just little towns and nature things. Really great trail. I've also really enjoyed taking the Glacial Drumlin heading west. Just, you know, really nice shaded, you know, again, kind of smooth, slight uphill going west, but a very nice trail.
We're talking about Wisconsin Bike Week and the effort to encourage more Wisconsinites to pedal our gorgeous trails. Jake Newborn is with the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Shout out to the Menominee River Falls self-guided public art bike tour. Experience all the public art in the valley starting tomorrow. Do you bike with a group of people or solo? Is it about fitness for you? Is it more about fun, seasonal, social outings beyond summer? Do you bike year-round? What kind of bike do you ride? And what are your tune-up questions? Bring it on, 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more biking tips after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. On a Friday, it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're previewing Wisconsin Bike Week. We're learning about our trails with the Wisconsin Bike Fed. My colleague Stephanie Elkins inspires me to keep pedaling. She's a classical music host here. I love her. She told me that since she's been broadcasting from home, she takes a bike ride every morning before she starts her on-air shift, and it helps her to improve her focus and boost her energy. And Steph said it's really challenging to host from home due to the intense technical attention to detail. And she's been organizing our Wisconsin Public Media crew as we take part in the Cycle September Love to Ride Challenge. So shout out to Steph. Thank you so much. Who inspires you to get on your bike and go? I taught my 6-year-old twins to bike this summer. Who taught you how to ride without training wheels or with a balance bike? We're at 800-642-1234. Jake Newborn is assistant director of the Wisconsin Bike Fed. He stays with us. Jake, we heard from Joe, called in from Stevens Point, couldn't stay with us. And Joe said, been riding a 20-year-old Huffy Expedition, lighter in weight, uses it for transportation, not so much as a hobby. But Joe's ridden the Green Circle Trail in Stevens Point and really recommends this 27-mile scenic bike trail that loops through the Stevens Point area. And I understand it connects you up with lots of miles of other trails.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm glad that he can enjoy that. And I think that there's something that he hit on, is that there's so many people out there that ride kind of a bike they've had forever. They've just stuck with it. They've kept it going. And that, you know, goes to the point where people love their bikes. And when they, you know, when you maintain them, they will last you a very, very long time.
Yeah, I mean, my bike is 2003. And you know, if you maintain it, it's good to go. I don't want to give up my bike. Who wants to give up their bike? I mean, I love my bike. So the thought of me, although I've met people who like to trade in their bikes and ride something new, you know, each season after season. How about you? Do you hang on to a bike?
I've gone through a lot of bikes. I feel like maybe I'm rougher on them than other people. So I've had to replace a few. But you know, this spring, so I've got a different bike kind of for every purpose. I've got about six of them. One of them this spring, I had a friend move back from New York, and kind of due to all of the pandemic stuff going on there, and he needed a bike. And so I took kind of an old one out of the garage and just, we fixed it up, put a couple new things on there, and was able to kind of pass that one on. So that one felt good, though, to pass on.
When you're biking in the winter, what type of bike do you use?
You know, again, it's really any bike that you feel comfortable on. But in the winter, it's really important, I think, to have fenders, lights, be able to clean it as kind of often as you can, because that salt and muck really does a job on your bike. So just making sure you keep it clean and have fenders and lights, and you should, and any bike will really do there. I mean, people love to use the fat bikes are the big craze. And those are great for, you know, I think the off-roading and the trails and just having fun. But I don't want that to people to think that you have to have a fat bike just to ride in the winter.
Also, you're seeing so many more e-assist bikes out there. What do you think of those?
They are really great. So what what month is it? But about a year or so ago, we helped to pass the e-bike legislation at the state level to classify those, make them legal. And I've heard so many stories about people with, you know, people who are older and haven't ridden in a while, people with certain disabilities that made it challenging to ride a regular bike for extended periods of time, getting out more and allowing them to increase their freedom and their range and enjoy, you know, relearn to enjoy bicycling. So it's just been a really great boom. And the Madison B-Cycle, you know, went to an all-electric fleet, and they've seen, you know, numbers increase on ridership just continually since that launched.
And I've heard or I've read somewhere that you can still get a good cardiovascular workout on these bikes. It's not like you're not working.
Exactly. It's still a workout. And again, the people who are using these are people who maybe were having trouble getting that opportunity and getting that exercise and a workout. So for them to keep that and having the extra opportunity to just keep riding has been really great for a lot of people. So I don't want anyone to think that, you know, it's cheating or anything like that. I mean, the more people on a bike is better for everyone.
I want to get back to Bike Week here for a second. In Milwaukee, it looks like some breweries have gotten into the Bike Week here, where there's a ride between Indeed Brewery to Vermatorium Brewery in Wauwatosa or Cedarburg. And this is a physically distanced ride, I understand.
Yeah, so, you know, again, like we talked about at the beginning, biking, you can ride far enough away from people. But all these bars have patios and outdoor seating. And that's one thing that, you know, that's an industry in our state that has really, really taken a hit. And so we wanted to partner with some local breweries, you know, in here that support biking. They're all bike benefits members. So you get a bike benefit sticker, ride there and get a discount. So we'll be doing kind of a physically distanced group ride and drinking out on the patios. There's a short ride between Indeed and Fermentorium in Wauwatosa and a longer one between Indeed and Fermentorium in Cedarburg.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Wisconsin Bike Week with Jake Newborn. He is assistant director of the Wisconsin Bike Fed, an avid biker with multiple bikes, and we're exploring the week's activities and getting tips on bike riding here in Wisconsin, taking your tips as well and your questions about riding at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Jake, take us to Brown County here. There is the reforestation camp trails, and these are some unique trails for riding, I understand.
Yeah, you know, we put out, in preparation for the show, I wanted to put out there because, to be honest, you know, I'm in Milwaukee, and there's so many beautiful trails and places to ride. It's hard to know where they all are. And this was one that one of our followers really suggested for being a great, you know, beginner to expert levels, having really great, you know, places to ride, good signage. And there's so many just opportunities there to really ride whatever kind of riding you want to do.
Yeah. You know, to me, it really helps when the trail is off the main road, that it's nice and flat for my kids, but not too flat where it gets boring. You know, there's mm-hmm. so much that goes into trying to plan out a ride and make sure it's not too difficult for any of the riders, so they get turned off. And especially for younger riders or newer riders, you really want to make that a good experience. And so where would you suggest, as we research, you know, spending a day out there that, you know, that doesn't get too overwhelming for the kids?
I think you hit it though. Like, a lot of the trails are through either old maybe rail lines, which are really flat. You know, our real famous 400 trail, Sparta Elroy, that's kind of that was the first in the nation as a rail trail. So you're going to see a lot of these, you know, the paved trails for kind of any level are going to be relatively pretty flat, and go through different types of prairies, bogs, forests. I mean, they really expand it. And so I think a great place to check out if you're looking for rides is on Travel Wisconsin. They actually have a pretty good list about finding, you know, what type of level of ride you want to do and how long it is. So I'd suggest checking out that to find one in the state.
There is this 269-mile route that connects bicyclists mm-hmm. across the state. It's this USBR 30. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this was a project kind of long time in the making to actually get this all connected, and the next step will be to get it signed. But yeah, it's 260 miles all the way from the Lake Ferry Express in Milwaukee along Lake Michigan out to Bluff Siding, Wisconsin on the Mississippi River. 160 miles of that is on DNR state trails and, you know, other side kind of back low traffic roads. So this is really exciting to be part of the first one of our first route in Wisconsin officially designated. And we hope to kind of keep growing, you know, get some more. There's it's all about trail connection. So if you can take a trail for 4 or 5 miles, I mean, that's fun and that's great. But when trails connect and you have a network, it really allows for the exploration to get out and get into that small town that the trail goes through and, you know, enjoy some ice cream or lunch, and is great for these kind of small rural economies.
Yeah, those interconnecting trails, as you said, just opens up so much more to go farther. Diane from Iron County called in, couldn't stay with us, and wanted to ask you about replacing the front forks on older bikes. What would you suggest?
So we see a lot of this in the used bikes, right? Some kid or maybe an adult got a little crazy and they started, you know, running the bike into a curb or something. And that's where we see a lot of these common fork things. Unfortunately, it probably would need to be fully replaced. Mm. Unless it's an old, you know, steel one, you might be able to, you know, have a mechanic kind of bend it back. But generally that would have to be replaced because it does affect steering. It does affect braking. It does affect handling. And we want you to, again, enjoy that ride. And when your bike's working properly, you're going to enjoy it so much better.
And Diane also mentioned the DNR has a car tour of Turtle Flambeau. And that, Diane said, would make a nice bike ride as the leaves start to change. Riders could read and learn about the area from 15 stops along the way. Still time to give a shout out to your favorite trail and the way you plan to bike more during Wisconsin Bike Week. Jake Newborn is with the Wisconsin Bike Fed taking your calls. How do you prepare for your bike trips? What's your best piece of advice for people taking their first day-long trip or even a shorter trip around town? Do you think other people would enjoy fall or winter bike rides if they just give it a shot? Give it a shot. Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more conversation on Wisconsin Weekend here on the Ideas Network. We're back for more Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Bike shops straight across the country are reporting a spike in demand amid the pandemic, especially from recreational bikers who see it as a way to enjoy the outdoors with families or spend time with friends in a socially distant way. We're saluting Wisconsin Bike Week. It's underway tomorrow with the help of Jake Newborn from the Wisconsin Bike Federation. So, Jake, take us to the southeastern part of the state. There are some new trails open in the West Bend area and the Glacial Blue Hills Recreational Area. What's there?
Yeah, so this is a new system that is a mountain biking single track with amongst hardwoods, big, tall hardwood trees, glacial formation. So really beautiful, scenic trail system that just opened. So I have not had a chance to go ride it, but I'm looking forward to it. That was in support created with the support of the Glacial Edge Area Riding Society. And so just adding mountain biking opportunities for riders of all ages and abilities. So really excited to go check that out.
And then in Vilas County, it's the heart of Vilas County. There are air trails around Boulder Junction.
Yeah, and this is one of those kind of classic Wisconsin, very popular trails, very beautiful up there, especially right when we're talking fall colors. Great opportunity to get out and ride for many, many miles up in that beautiful northern Wisconsin area.
All right. And, you know, fall colors, too, to me, that is just the best bike rides ever. When you're watching the leaves change all around you as you go through these trails, it's almost just magical, so serene. I'm wondering, as we head out for a day-long trip, what would you say is on your checklist of things to bring with you?
Good, especially now, because we want to limit those interactions and going into, you know, stores or things like that. So I think packing what you can is a great idea, thinking about it ahead. Obviously, you know, water, especially because a lot of things are kind of shut down, those usual water access points may not be available. So prepare that you're going to have enough water, some snacks. Also something like a noon, like a tablet, something you can add that kind of has that extra electrolytes, would be good. Just, you know, you don't want to get caught out there kind of dehydrated. Always have some basic tools with you, a small pump, tube, you know, Allen wrench. Again, when you're out on these long trails, you don't want to get stuck without having anything. So, you know, having a map too, I think, is a really important thing, which coming very, very soon, we are having, we'll have for sale the new Wisconsin State bike maps. And, you know, you don't know if that GPS is going to go out, what your phone connection is going to be. So important to have something like that with you.
What are your thoughts on packs? And I wear a backpack just because I like the warmth on my back. And I like that's where I like to have my, I don't know, just to have my things. But you can have packs in different places on your bike. What would you suggest?
You know, it's definitely a kind of a personal thing. There's so many options, so many bag types. I like having the backpack too. It feels kind of just a little sturdy. But if you're doing a long ride challenging ride, having racks with panniers, something that's, you know, going to stay on pretty solid, something that's waterproof might be preferable depending on what kind of, you know, when you're going to plan on biking. There's also, you know, the opportunity now in growing popularity are cargo bikes, where you don't have to carry as many bags, or the bag is kind of, you know, built into the bike. And so you've got front end loaders, you've got back loaders, you've got big racks on front on that sit up higher. So there's so many options for bags and cargo bikes now. I'd really suggest, you know, looking online, kind of seeing I like the way this looks, I like this, and then heading to your local bike shop and seeing what they got in stock and what they might be able to help suggest for you.
I think I saw one on the front tire or front area of the bike that just made me do a double take.
There's so many unique ways now,
I think, to attach. Well, Jake, thank you so much for joining us. I think we're having some connection problem there. Jake, thank you. All right. Jake Newborn is Assistant Director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation. More information about Wisconsin Bike Week can be found at wisconsinbikefed.org. We also have a link on our program note page at wpr.org/mornings. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a woman trying to improve the health of Milwaukee.
Cynthia Tejas Silva moved to the United States from Mexico on her 12th birthday. Her family eventually settled in Janesville, where she went to high school. Now, Tejas Silva works at 16th Street Community Health Centers in Milwaukee as the Healthy Schools Program Coordinator. Her long-term goal? To make the city healthier for everyone. Her story is being featured in the Wisconsin Humanities Traveling Exhibit, Immigrant Journeys from South of the Border. I recently caught up with Tejas Silva at South Shore Park in Milwaukee, where she told me more about her job.
So in my day-to-day job right now, I do a lot of different videos, and I've been taking on a special project called Explorando Milwaukee, or Exploring Milwaukee, that aims to highlight a lot of the different green areas, trails, hidden spots where people can go and either walk to or exercise in, or simply have a picnic at, like in South Shore Park.
Hola amigos, bienvenidos a Explorando Milwaukee. Y hoy nos encontramos en el Parque South Shore.
Then the other ones is really helping support the Latinos por la Salud Facebook page. It's a group that the clinic and our community supports. It's made out of residents. And they have been taking on a project of cooking and showing these recipes on our website.
El día de hoy les voy a preparar una deliciosa sopa de tortilla con ingredientes.
Also, walking clubs and biking clubs, I very fond of those because on Wednesdays I get to ride with a lot of teenagers, youth from the community who come and are just ready to ride along. So we've been discovering different senderos, different trails like the Kinikinik. Once I see people that I haven't seen there come, and then you see more people becoming aware of like, oh, I didn't know this place was here and I've been living here like my whole life. It's like, yeah, and you know, and now I've been hearing some of these people speak Spanish a lot around me more than before. So I think that's a good sign that people are, you know, trying to get out there more.
Ahora sí vamos a seguir con Josmari disfrutando de la fiesta de aquí de Latinos por la Salud.
All of that to say that it's a very multi-dynamic job that I do, and I love it. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me in shape, which is great. And it gets me healthy. So I always knew I wanted to be in a community health setting. I had a heart murmur when I was in high school. The only reason why I knew was because I had to get a physical done in order to join the soccer team. And there that was. And being in Janesville, I didn't see like another Latina woman, for example, like talking to me or to my mom, explaining. I was like, okay, there's an exam that needs to be done. Okay, we gotta get the exam done. I don't know what that exam is for, but so I think sometimes seeing the lack of explanation in some cases, and I think sometimes that includes like the language, it kind of made me aware of, hey, we need more people, you know, doing this. I think there's a lot of social change around us, and I say, what within my job or within my power, essentially, can I do to change systems? And how do we transform systems? I think my purpose is really to look at the health of a community or of the city. In this case, Milwaukee. I mean, I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me, but I also know that there's so much work to do. That's a dream job for me right now. And I think that has amplified my idea of what the health of the community looks like, because now I'm not just looking at the community and the south side, but I'm looking at the whole city. And I think that has prompted me a little bit more thinking into, okay, what's next? I don't know. So, but I'm hopeful.
That was Cynthia Tejas Silva of Milwaukee. She's the Healthy Schools Program Coordinator at 16th Street Community Health Centers. Her story is also being featured in the Wisconsin Humanities exhibit, Immigrant Journeys from South of the Border. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on the morning show. So what's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your suggestions for Wisconsin Weekend. We'll take a look. Send them to ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. And we'll explore your tip for a future Wisconsin Weekend program. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is Wisconsin Weekend on the morning show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.